The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning the laws of Chol HaMoed. We are in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Dalet. Sif Aleph. Chol HaMoed asur biktsas melachos umutar biktsasan. Chol HaMoed is forbidden in some forms of melacha and permitted in other forms. Now there is a dispute among the Rishonim whether the prohibition of doing melacha on Chol HaMoed is from the Torah or it is rabbinic. Either way, Chazal view one who does melacha on Chol HaMoed very severely, and the restrictions of Chol HaMoed should not be taken lightly. So, the Kitzur tells us that there are some melachas that are forbidden and some permitted. Dehainu, this means to say, Kol mashehu l'tzorech achila l'Chol HaMoed o l'yomtif, any melacha that is for the needs of food of Chol HaMoed or for the upcoming Yom Tov would be permissible to do on Chol HaMoed. V'chein melacha b'davar ha'oved, similarly, melacha about matters of loss, dahayno, this means to say, she'im lo ya'asenu, if he does not perform the melacha, yovo lidei hefsid, he would come to a loss, mutar la'asosa, it would be permissible to perform the malacha. V'tzrichen lizaher mohod, but you need to be very careful, shlo lasas b'chol ha-moed malacha ho-asura, not to do on Chol HaMoed any form of malacha which is forbidden, ki omer rabbeseinu zichron levracha, because our sages of blessed memory have said, ha-machalo eschol ha-moed, ki'ilo oved avodah zarah, that anyone who desecrates Chol HaMoed, it's as if they are worshipping idols. That's a very strong statement. But that's supposed to convey to us how seriously Chazal view doing melacha on Chol HaMoed. Halacha Beis. Od Amru Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha, our sages of blessed memory further said, Hamevaze es Chol HaMoed, one who denigrates Chol HaMoed, Afa pi sheyesh biyodo Torah umaisim tovim, even though he is one who studies Torah and does mitzvos, ein lo chelek la'olam haba, he does not have any portion in the world to come. Behamivazer, what does it mean to denigrate Chol HaMoed? Hainu she'eino mechabdo b'malcho u'b'mishter u'b'ksus. It is referring to one who does not honor the days of Chol HaMoed with his food and drink and his garments. He doesn't wear appropriate clothes, or he doesn't eat the finest foods for Chol HaMoed. L'chein, kol adam chayav l'chabdo kefi kolcho. Therefore, every person is required to honor Chol HaMoed according to his ability, v'lilbosh begadim mechubadim, and to be dressed in respectable attire. Halacha Gimel, melechas davar ha'aved, melacha which is in order to prevent a loss, yakol la'asos gam ayidei Yisrael acher afilu b'schar. It is even permissible to hire another Jew to do this for you. Now this is the position of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah holds that it is proper not to do it for money, that it is proper to only do this form of malacha for free, but if it cannot be done for free, or cannot be done by a guy, then it is mutter to hire someone. Now the Kitzur goes on and says, Avo ma she'eino davar ha'aved, that which is not melacha that has been done to prevent a loss, ela shehu tzorech ha-moed, but it is something which is for benefit of Chol HaMoed, ein lasos ayidei Yisrael acher b'schar, Ella ayyadei goy. It should not be done by hiring another Jew, but rather you could have a guy do it for you. V'im eina motzei goy. If he does not find a guy who's able to do it, v'gam ba'atzma eini yachol asos, and he can't do it himself, under these circumstances, mutar afilo ayyadei Yisrael bishar, it is permissible to even hire another Jew to do it. Now again, this is the position of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that something which is not davar aved, it is forbidden to hire another Jew to do it. Then he also brings this other opinion, like that of the Kitzur, that says that if you can't find someone to do it freely, then it would be mutter to hire them. So there are differences of opinion regarding how strict to be in Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Halacha Dalid. Now we're going to qualify the heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed if it is davar aved, if it's for a matter of loss. It's still not always permissible. He says, ha demutter lasas davar aved, this that is permissible on Chol HaMoed, to do a malacha in order to prevent a loss. Zeh davke im lo haya efshar lasoso kodem yom tov. This is if it is not possible to do so before Yom Tov. Ava im hayer efshar lo lasoso kodem Yom Tov, if it was possible to do it before Yom Tov, and the person v'nicha ad Chol HaMoed, the person postponed it until Chol HaMoed, he said he has more time, he wants to do it then the rule is the asur lasoso b'Chol HaMoed. It's forbidden to do it on Chol HaMoed, because we don't want people to push off all of their responsibilities and to do them on Chol HaMoed and then argue that it's a davar aved. So therefore, if someone did postpone something that could have been done before Yom Tov, then it would be usur for them to do a davar aved on Chol HaMoed.
Halacha hey, kol melachos ha'asuros lasos b'Chol HaMoed, all of the melachos that are forbidden to perform on Chol HaMoed, im yesh kan Yisrael she'ein lo maleecho karoi, if there's a Jew who doesn't have what to eat l'Chol HaMoed v'Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed and the subsequent Yom Tov, mutar lasoson al yada, you are allowed to have him do it k'dei she'yehe lo maleecho, in order that he would have income so that he can buy food to eat on Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. Umikol makam, in any case, yaseh b'tzina, it should be done privately. V'asur lasosin ayidei goy, and it cannot be done through a goy. Meaning that this is only a leniency to allow a Jew to have food for Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. Ach letzorech mitzvah mutar, but for the purpose of a mitzvah, it would be mutar to get a goy to do the malacha for you on Chol HaMoed. Halacha vav, afilo melachos hamutaros asur lasosan b'shvil goy. Even those melachos that would be permissible on Chol HaMoed to do on behalf of a Jew, it would still be forbidden to do them for the sake of a non-Jew. Halacha zayin, asur lizabel sadehil. On Chol HaMoed, it is forbidden for a person to fertilize his field. Vafilo lahachnis shom tzon bishvil sheyasu shom zevel aser. It is even forbidden to do so by bringing sheep in order to produce fertilizer there. In other words, even though it's not obvious that your intention is to fertilize the field, it is still forbidden on Chol HaMoed. V'afilo ayidei goy asur, and is even forbidden to do so by a non-Jew. To ask a non-Jew to fertilize the field would be asur. Halacha ches, zriya asura, on Chol HaMoed it is forbidden to plant. V'im yesh lo zroyim, and if a person already has things that are growing, she'im lo yashkeim b'mayim, that if he would not water them, yifsedu l'gamri, they would suffer a loss, mutar lahashkosam, then it is permissible to water them on Chol HaMoed, because this is considered preventing a loss.
Halacha tes. Asur litlosh o liktsos shum davar min hamachuber. On Chol HaMoed, anything that is growing, that is attached to the ground, it is forbidden to detach or to cut it off. Im lo yiskalkulu haperos ad la'acha yomtif, unless the fruits would be destroyed if you leave them there until after yomtif. In such a case, it would be permissible to cut them off on yomtif, because that would be preventing a davar ha'aved, preventing a loss. Ki im mashu tzarech la'echa b'moed. But the only other time that you'd be allowed to cut or pluck things on that are growing on Chol HaMoed is for the things that foods that you would want to eat on the Moed itself, meaning either for Chol HaMoed or for the upcoming Yom Tov. Ve'eino tzarech litzamtzeim ela tolesh b'har v'cha. He doesn't have to be precise to figure out exactly what he needs for his Yom Tov food, but rather he can take off an abundance. V'im yoser, yoser, and if he has extra, if there's leftover, so fine, there'll be leftover he can have later on after Yom Tov. V'chein eitzim shehutzarech lahasaka b'moed. The same is true with wood that he needs to ignite on the Moed. Mutar lekatzitzam mimechuba, he'd be allowed to chop it down from that which is attached. V'yosur lelaket etzim min hasadeh liyafaso lecharisha, it is forbidden to gather wood from the field in order to make it easier to plow the field, because that's something that can wait until after Yom Tov. V'im nika shemechavin letzorcho shetzorach la'etzim, if it is evident that his intention is for his own Yom Tov needs, such that he needs the wood, kigon shenoto hagdolim umaniach haktanim, for example, where he takes the large pieces of wood and he leaves behind the small pieces, mutar, then is permissible to do so, because it does not look like you are trying to prepare the field for plowing. V'chein asur liktsos anfei ha'ilon, it is similarly forbidden to cut down the branches of a tree, lisakno, in order to fix it. V'im nikar shemechavein b'shvil ho'anafim, if it is evident that his intention is for the branches, meaning that he wants the branches lahachilon levemto to feed to his animals velo lesakno, and he's not trying to perfect the tree, kigon shekotzetz kulon mitzadecha, for example, you cut all the branches from one side, in such a case mutar, it is permissible to cut off the branches. So just to summarize this halacha, we're saying that it is normally forbidden to do agricultural work on Chol HaMoed unless either it's in order to prevent a loss or it's for something which is for the need of Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov. In other cases, it would be aser. And even when it's permissible to do so, it should be done in a way that is evident that you're fulfilling the needs of Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov, and it's not that you're trying to perfect the field or perfect or to fix up the tree. Halacha Yud. Mi sheyesh lo gan etzo gan goy. Someone whose garden is adjacent to that of a non-Jew. V'hagoy loket perosov, and the non-Jew gathers his own fruits from his garden. V'im ha-Yisrael lo yokot. Yovli they have said, in a situation in which the Jew does not gather his fruit, he will come to a loss. Mutalo liloktam, in this case, it is permissible for him to gather his fruit.
V'im heima dvarim sheyiskalkulu b'talush, if they are items that will get damaged once they are detached, im lo yase litzorkom gam melacha acheres, in a case where he does not do other melachas in their behalf, mutter lasos hakol, it is permissible to do all of the nesai melachas to make sure that his fruits do not come to loss. Afilo lidroch anavim, even if it involves treading on the grapes, lasos yayin, in order to make wine, ukedom lezeh, and other activities like this. The only stipulation is that he cannot be intentionally postponing doing this melacha on Chol HaMoed when he could have done it before Yom Tov. Halacha Yud Aleph. Asur legaleach b'Chol HaMoed, it is forbidden to shave on Chol HaMoed. Afilo gilach es atzmo gam be'erev Yom Tov, even if he shaves also an Erev Yom Tov. Those, even though you might think that it's clear that he's not postponing the Malacha until Chol HaMoed, because he did shave on Erev Yom Tov, but now he needs to shave again. And there's even more argument to say he should be allowed to shave, since he's doing it L'Kavod Yom Tov, because apparently he has to shave frequently, still would be forbidden. The exception is Elamisha Yatsumi Besar Surim, except for someone who just got out of prison, who wasn't able to shave there. Vafilo Yatsa Be'erev Yom Tov, even if he got out of prison on Erev Yom Tov, Elishalo Hoyolo Pnai Likaleach Oz, but he did not then have time to shave. So in this case, this person would be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. However, he should do so privately, not in front of other people. Halacha Yud Beis. Ulekatzeitz hatziparnayim gam ken osur. On Chol HaMoed, it is also forbidden for one to cut his nails. Ach im kitzitzan be'erev yontif, however, if he cut his nails on Erev yontif, mutar lekatzitzan gam b'chol HaMoed, then it is permissible for him to cut his nails in Chol HaMoed as well. V'chein isha litzorach tfila muteres. Similarly, a woman, even if she did not cut her nails on Erev Yom Tov, but now needs to cut her nails for the sake of going to the mikvah, muteres, she's allowed to do so on Chol HaMoed. Halacha Yud Gimel. Asur l'chabes shum davar afilu litzorach HaMoed. It is forbidden to launder any garment, even if it is for the sake of the Yom Tov. Ela im lo hayo efsher lo bishum ofen l'chabes kodem Yom Tov, unless he had absolutely no opportunity to do so before Yom Tov. V'chein mitbachos shemelafim behem esatinokos. The same is true with the cloth diapers that are used to wrap the babies. Kevan shemashtinim tader, since they are always getting them dirty, vitzrichim lahem harbeh, and they need a lot of them, mutar lechapsan, it is permissible to launder them. V'yizaru lechapsan bitzina, but people should be careful to launder them only in private, not in front of others. Halacha Yud Dalid. Kol davar shehu litzarech refua, any malacha on Chol HaMoed, which is for the purpose of one's health, mutar lasos bein la'adam bein la'behema, it is permissible to do it, whether it's for the health of a person or whether it's for the health of an animal. Halacha Tesvav. Cheshbonos ukayotz bezeh, any types of calculations, she'im lo yichtaveim yishkocheim, that if a person would not write them down, he would forget them, mutar lekosvam,
it is permissible to write them down on Chol HaMoed. Mishum Tahavi Davar HaAved, because these are things that are preventing loss. V'chein Mashehu L'tzorach HaMoed Mutar L'chtov. And similarly, any writing that's done for the purpose of Chol HaMoed, it is permissible to write. Avo Shar Davar Asur L'chtov. But anything else is forbidden to write. V'igera Shlomim, and social letters, shekosef adam lachavero, that someone writes to his friend, noagin lichtov b'shinuk tzas. The custom is that they are to be written with some altering of the normal fashion, dahainu, that is to say, shekosfin shura harishona akuma, that the first line they write crooked. Now, some people are machmer to write all of their lines crooked. Uluchol mashem mutar lichtov, and in any case, anything that's mutar to write in Chol HaMoed, mutar gamkein lisakein kumos udio, is permissible to prepare and to fix the quill and the ink, whatever the writing instruments require. Halacha tesayin. Someone who requires money, even if it's not for the purpose of the chag, but he's concerned that maybe he won't be able to borrow money after Yom Tif, and the lender will not be willing to lend him without a document, mutar lo lichtov v'sashtar, it is permissible for him to write the document. Halacha Yud Zayin. Einosin nashim b'chol HaMoed, we do not get married on Chol HaMoed, mishum de'ein ma'arvin simcha v'simcha, because we don't want to mix one simcha with another. Meaning that the simcha of Yom Tov should get all of our attention, the simcha of getting married should get all of our attention, and we don't want to compromise the simchas by mixing one with the other. Aval, on the other hand, mutar lahachzik grushaso, it is permissible for a man who was divorced to remarry his divorcee. The reason why this is permissible, because if it's a second marriage to the same woman, the degree of joy is not as intense. Umutar lasos mishteh leprismila ulepidyon haben, and it is permitted to make a seuda for a bris or for a pidyon haben, because these are simchas which you cannot schedule. Gam mutar lasos mishteh leksivas tenoyim, it is also permissible to make a seuda for the writing of the tznoyim, which is done as part of the engagement process. Now in the Mishnah Berurah he brings down that there are some who are machmir about writing the shtar, writing the document for the tznoyim. But one thing's for sure, to make the a varat, a lachayim, during Chol HaMoed, that there's certainly no isser of doing so, according to all opinions. Halacha Yud Ches, mutar l'schar poelim v'afilo Yisraelim sheyasim melachto la'achar moed. It is permissible to hire workers, even if they're Jewish workers, who are going to come to do their melacha after the moed, because nothing's been done on Chol HaMoed itself. Halacha Yud Tes, mutar l'leches chutz l'tchum bein biraglov, bein bikaron, bein birochuv. It is permissible to travel outside of the tchum, whether one's traveling by foot, or by wagon, or by train. It makes no difference. There's no prohibition against traveling on Chol HaMoed. Halacha Chaf, ein malin behema zocha al nekeva. One does not mate a male animal together with a female, laharbia, in order to produce offspring,
Mishum delo havi davar ovid. This is not considered something which is preventing loss. You could do it after Yom Tov. And therefore, it should not be done on Chol HaMoed.
Halacha Chaf Aleph. Ein Moshivin Tarnigolas al Beitzim Ligadel Efrochim. On Chol HaMoed, we are not allowed to place a chicken on her eggs in order to raise chicks. V'im Hoshiva Kodem HaMoed. But if she was placed there from before Yom Tov, Ubarcha, and then she ran off of the eggs, Imhu Besoch Gimel Yom Labricha, if it's in within 3 days of her running off, Mutar Lahachzira, it's permissible to return her. Avol Acha Gimel Yomim Aser Lahachzira, if it's more than 3 days, we are not allowed to put her back on top of the eggs. Afilo Yifsedu HaBeitzim, even if it will mean that the eggs will be lost, it's still aser on Chol HaMoed. Ulahoshiv acheres tachter, and to put a different chicken on her eggs instead of her, afilo toch gimel yom aser, that's forbidden even if it is within 3 days of her leaving the eggs.